You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 950. That's how many flights American Airlines is cutting in the first half of July. That's equal to roughly 1% of the airline's flights. Why is American Airlines making this move? Travel demand has soared as millions of people across the globe have received the vaccine against COVID-19, but the airline industry is struggling to adjust to the post-pandemic world. Airlines are slowly bringing planes back into service after grounding most of their fleets during the pandemic. Some companies have warned that the industry could face a shortage of staff, including pilots. American also chose to cancel some of its scheduled flights to provide itself with more wiggle room in case of emergencies like bad weather. The next number up is 2. That's how many production lines Moderna is adding at a former Polaroid plant located in Massachusetts. The plant handles the majority of the manufacturing of the company's COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna said the new line should be in operation between this fall and early 2022. This will allow Moderna to increase production capacity by 50% at the plant. Moderna is hoping to churn out more doses of the vaccine, especially amid expectations that people will need to receive booster doses after a certain period of time as new strains of the coronavirus spread. Our last number is $74.90. That was the price per barrel for August contracts of Brent crude oil as of Monday. It's the highest level since October 2018. Oil prices rallied Monday in light of the results of the presidential election in Iran. Ibrahim Raisi, a hardliner, won the election after his top rivals were disqualified. He was previously sanctioned by the U.S. for the role he played in the mass execution of political prisoners. Before the election, diplomats were in talks to restore the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, but Raisi's election may make it unlikely that a new deal will be reached. A deal would increase the supply of Iranian oil sold in the global market. As the global economy recovers from the pandemic, demand has risen sharply for oil and gas. Any hurdles for growing the supply of these commodities could continue to send prices higher. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.